Hello,
this is Hi, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
1965.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of education that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A high school diploma, and I went to a trade school. I have some college.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Is your main race Black American, White American, Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic or Latino, or some other race?
I'm American, born and raised.
Okay, that will be Black American, White, Indian, Alaskan,
White American.
Asian. Okay, thank
White
you.
White American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not unsatisfied, but I'm not satisfied.
So that means somewhat satisfied?
Yeah. I like the direction the new mayor's taking us.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues will you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Gun violence, corruption in the city government, crime and public safety, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services like trash pickup, the cost of housing and rent, health care, homelessness, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, public transportation, and public school funding.
Gun violence, the housing situation.
Okay.
And public safety? Is that one of the ones?
Public safety, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people or the groups or you never heard of them, please just indicate so. The Philadelphia City Council, 0 to 10.
5.
5. SEPTA.
Yeah.
SEPTA.
3.
3. Okay. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
I'm going to give her a 7.
7. Okay. Governor Josh Shapiro.
I'm going to give him a 7 too.
Okay. Council member Kenyatta Johnson?
5, because I really don't know him that well.
Okay. The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
4.
Okay. Your local police officers?
I'll give them a 7.
7, okay. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
I'm going to give him a 5 because I want to see how he works out.
Okay. The Philadelphia Police Department.
I'm going to give them a 5.
Okay. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
A 2.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
So far, I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'm going to say strongly.
Okay, thank you. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government.
No.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Here's the list of issues that might impact Philadelphia daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue. And 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The availability of good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
4.
Thank you. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
5.
Thank you. The cost of rent.
0.
The quality of education in public schools?
3.
Thank you. Public safety?
5.
Thank you. Access to affordable housing?
1.
Thank you. Access to public transportation?
5.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
About the same.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Below.
Okay. Below is a list of goods and services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Education, healthcare, including prescription drugs, paying down debt, gas, public transportation, groceries, personal care, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, rent, recreation and entertainment, and child care.
Rent. Groceries.
Okay.
And
utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, recreation,
utilities,
child care, utilities, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crimes? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Will you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount of money, too little or too much, on the police department?
Too little.
Thank you. Here's the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
I'm sorry, what were the options again?
Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Thank you. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Much safer.
Thank you. Close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Definitely much safer if they did that.
Thank you. Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Somewhat safer.
Okay. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Much safer.
Thank you. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Somewhat safer.
Okay, thank you so much. In a few words, in a small statement, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
I see that she's trying her best to get the city back into shape with trying to close the open air markets in Kensington, and when we had the snow, to clear all streets, including the little side streets.
Okay.
I think she's doing a pretty good job.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3. Improve public transportation, support more affordable housing, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, improve the city infrastructure, improve our schools and education, invest in community development, foster small businesses and local jobs, get guns off the streets, remove homeless encampments, hire more police officers, tackle the opioid crisis, and reduce juvenile crime.
I think affordable housing.
Okay.
More police.
Okay.
You said I could pick up the 3, right?
Yeah, you can pick up to 3.
I would say, this is hard. Help, I don't know if this, I can't remember if this is part of it, but I think if they, like, do education with after-school programs and whatnot and help keep the kids off the street, I think that would be much better.
Reduce juvenile crime. Okay.
Yes.
You got a good memory. Okay, thank you. Here's the list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you strongly support, a 5 means that you neither support nor oppose, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Invest $119 million in new funding for city public schools. 0 to 10.
I would 7.
7. Okay, thank you. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
8.
Thank you. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
5.
Thank you. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
8.
Thank you. at 15 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
9.
Thank you. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
9.
Thank you. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
5.
Thank you. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
7.
Thank you. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
10.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
That's a hard one. I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Strongly support.
Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. How often will you say you watch, listen to, or read about news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
A couple times a week.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm registered Democrat.
Okay.
I don't really care who the politicians are. As long as they got the best interest in the people, I don't care if they're from Mars.
Okay. Well, if you were to choose the Democratic Party, do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think moderate.
Thank you. Do you currently own, rent, live with a family member, friend, or something else?
I rent and I live with my husband.
Okay. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual, straight.
Okay. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You say you're married, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, it would have been Biden.
Okay, thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to 3 sources that you get most of your news from. Philadelphia Inquirer, local news stations, NPR, New York Times, TikTok, X or Twitter, Facebook, Washington Post, Philadelphia Daily News, YouTube, CNN, Fox News, Power 99, or other?
The local TV news and on Facebook.
Facebook? Okay, thank you so much. Last year, that was back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 25,
okay.
25 to 34, 35.
Less than 25.
Less than 25, okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
That will conclude our survey. You have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.